Whenever you travel on a road, you are surrounded by a barrage of road signs. Some of them you feel are not always helpful, like don't fall asleep. Have you got a clean hanky? Have you been? No, they don't always say that, but they have all these kind of helpful things you get in motorway signs. But far more familiarly are the road signs we see all around our city. And just to check that some of you have actually remembered the road signs you learnt decades ago. So what's the first road sign? Right, man trying to lift a heavy umbrella. Now we know why we avoid John when he's driving. Anyone got a better understanding of it than a heavy umbrella? Well, of course, you were all about to say roadworks, I think. Roadworks ahead. And then the next one? The rest and be thankful, yes. Beware falling rocks. I think some of you guys should be up here. And then the next one? Yeah, and don't tell me the beware BMW drivers. So that's a slippery road. And here's my reflection on those who have made clever answers so far. Toads crossing. Now, here's the problem. How do we know whether John is right when he says man trying to open a heavy umbrella, or whether I'm right saying roadworks ahead? How do we know how to interpret the road signs? Because you've read the highway code. Now, hands up, anyone who will confess that they haven't read the highway code for at least 40 years. And you've no idea why all the regulations have changed. Edinburgh is the most dangerous place to drive, and coming to church with you lot is a hazardous experience. But it's the highway code that tells us that I'm right and John's wrong. It explains a visual sign. And today on Palm Sunday, we have a visual sign. And here it is. It's a picture of a donkey. And people understood what the donkey meant, not because they'd read the highway code or because they'd read a nature program with David Attenborough, but why? Why was that? What, where do we understand about a donkey? Thank you, my dear wife. Many people do. Yeah, we find it from, it's the Bible. We have our book as the highway code is its book, and it explains to us the meaning of a donkey. And in order so we can get that a bit clearer, we're going to, first of all, sing a hymn, chorus, song, and then we're going to hear the story of the Palm Sunday days.